Okay, topic today is the Gemara discusses the source for Pikuach Nefesh, that's Deicha Shabbos. In case of there's a person's life is threatened, we override the Lachas of Shabbos or any one of the Veiras in the Torah except for the three Chamuras, Avodazar, Gilai Rais, and Shvichas Damim. And the Gemara in Yuma actually goes to a long list of potential sources for this halakha, how we know that. And eventually the Gemara is going to give us seven sources. And the question is, at the end, after we see the seven sources, which one is going to be the primary source in halakha? And there are practical differences. Of course, I forgot my notes, which has a list of all the practical differences on it, but we'll have to do it by, we'll have to ad lib what I remember. So let's just quickly see the Gemara and Yuma on page 1. The bottom of the page. The Gemara says, "Menayin the pikuach nefesh shadoich as a Shabbos." How do we know pikuach nefesh, that a person's life is overseeing life, theoretically protecting life, overrides Shabbos? And the Gemara says, "Nenu Rabbi Shmuel responded in Ba'omar, and he gave a source based on a Kal V'chomer. So the first three sources will be Kal V'chomer, and the last three will be Psukim. The next three will be Psukim, and the final one will be a Pasuk also. So the first Kal V'chomer is based on the concept of Machteris. Va'omar, the pasuk says in b'machteres yimotzei aganav, that if a case a person is burglarizing a house and he's doing it, he's tunneling in. So when he does that, the loch is that the balabais is allowed to kill him. Why is he allowed to kill him? Because his life is threatened, and to save his life, he's allowed to save his life. Not only that, any person which is there can save the life of the balabais. Why are they allowed to save it? That means the value of the life is important enough that he will even do. If necessary, we will stop. We'll save this person's life, this innocent life, because of with the life of the one who's threatening him. Well, killing somebody is pretty bad, right? We're killing somebody to save a life. But we don't know whether. First, we don't know whether he's planning to kill or not. A. Ushichas damim is matame saoritz. The pasuk says that killing somebody, which we're going to kill the burglar. Is in Matamis Oritz, killing somebody creates tuma in Eretz Yisrael. Regarding the Shekhinah Shatistalach Me Yisrael, and causes the Shekhinah to leave Klal Yisrael. So all of these terrible things, and it's only not definite he's going to do it, and still Nitin Latzil B'Nafsho, we save the life of the owner. Kavacharim LeBikuch Nefesh Shederech Hazeh Shabbos. So Shabbos, which is not as terrible as Ritzicha, and the case of Pikuach Nefesh, we're going to do that. That's Rabbi Shmuel's source. So it's a Kal V'chomer from the halacha of the burglar. Rabbi Kiva says, I have a different source. It says, if a Kohen kills somebody, we take him away from the Mizbeach to be killed. We darshan mi'im Mizbechi, v'loi mi'al Mizbechi. However, if he's already in the middle of the Avodah, in the middle of serving on the Mizbeach, we don't interrupt the Avodah. So, we don't interrupt the Avodah. Came along, that halacha that we do not interrupt the Avodah is if we're coming to kill him. We're coming to kill the Kohen. If we're coming to save a life, means this Kohen knows testimony which can potentially acquit somebody in Beis Din. We interrupt the service on the Mizbeach to take the Kohen, to be the witness in Beis Din, and acquit the accused. I feel me'al Mizbechi, even though he's in the middle of the Avodah. So, now, the Mora says like this. Let's get our order of priorities. We know that Shabbos, we bring Karbonos on Shabbos. We bring the Karbon Tomid on Shabbos. We bring the Karbon Musaf on Shabbos. We bring the Karbon Musaf of Rosh Chodesh, which comes out on Shabbos. Yom Tov comes out on Shabbos. Avoid the override Shabbos. And saving this person's life interrupts the Avodah. So saving life interrupts the Avodah, and the Avodah overrides Shabbos. So if A is stronger than B, and B is stronger than C, A is stronger than C. So Kal V'chomer. Not only that, we don't know for sure that whether the testimony is going to be effective. And we still interrupt the Avodah. Avodah derech Shabbos, Kal V'chomer, people never should derech Shabbos. The second Kal V'chomer. Nenu Rabbi Elazar, v'omer a third Kal V'chomer, mamila she'echem imasayim raboyim ushmeina evorim sheba'odam, derech es ha-Shabbos. Mila, in order to correct, as it were, the one organ of the body, of the 248 parts of the human body, of the organs of the body, it overrides Shabbos. It's only one of the 248. So correcting, as it were, his whole body, keeping it alive, will definitely be Derech HaShabbos. So that's the first three drushes. The first three drushes are drushes of Kal Vachomer. Okay, now, the next three drushes are drushes of Psukim. First drushes. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Omer es Shabbos Sai Tishmaru, keep Shabbos. Yochel Akol, I think in all scenarios you must keep Shabbos, even if a person's life is threatened. Talmud Lomer says Ach. It says Ach es Shabbos Sai Tishmaru. The word Ach is always used in the Torah to limit something. Cholak is dividing, it's limiting. There's scenarios where Shabbos is not kept. What is that? Kivod Nefesh. Rabbi Anderson Bar Yosef Omer Ki Kadosh Yilochem, He Maser Beyetchem Lo Atem Maser Beyodah. So it says the word lochem, that Shabbos belongs to you, not you don't belong to Shabbos. I mean, Shabbos is yours, so if necessary, protect your life with Shabbos, be mechal Shabbos if necessary. Okay? And the final drasha of the Braisa is Rav Shimon ben Manasseh Omer, Rav Shomer ben Yisrael, it says Shabbos, and the pasuk continues, it says last, it says Shabbos. Keep Shabbos to do Shabbos. So what does it mean keep Shabbos to do Shabbos? Keep Shabbos. What does last, it says Shabbos? It means Shomer means you keep. Last is in order to do. So what does that mean? So that Zot Gemara, Amar Torah, Chalel Olav Shabbos Achas, Kadesh Yishmer Shabbos is Harbe. You keep Shabbos in order to do Shabbos. But if it's a scenario by keeping Shabbos, you will not be able to do Shabbos anymore. If you keep this Shabbos, that's it. It's all over. He's not going to live. So he's keeping Shabbos in a way that he won't be able to do Shabbos anymore. So keep Shabbos in a way that you'll be able to do Shabbos. So in this scenario, Chalel Olav Shabbos Achas, Kedei Sheishmer Shabbos is Harbi. Which means Mechala one Shabbos in order to keep many Shabbos. So that's the Brice. So the Brice again brings six sources, three which are Kal Vachomer, and three which are Psukim. The Kal Vachomer from Machteris, the case of the burglar which is coming in. The Kal Vachomer from Avodah overriding Shabbos, and testimony overriding Avodah. The Kal Vachomer from Mila, that Mila is one part of the body, or the whole body. And the more means three psukim. The first pasuk is the word ach, which limits. The second drasha is the word lochem, it's yours. And the third drasha is the idea of keeping one Shabbos for many Shabbos. Okay? So those are the six drashas of the Braisa. Comes along, Amar Yehuda Mishmol. Yehavoy Hossam, if I would have been there, Hava Mina Didiya Diva Midhu, I would have said, I have a better pshat. Shmuel de Amara says, if I would have been there by this conversation, which took place 100 years before me, I would have said the following. The Torah says, keep mitzvahs. If you look on the side of the little dalet, it quotes the pasuk, "Ushmartem es chukei ves mishpatai." Keep the chukim and the mishpatim. Asher yasa oyson ha'odom, a person should do them. V'chai behem, and live with them. So these things create life. Mitzvahs create life. Not that you should die with them. Amar Rava. So Rava says, "Akula istu pircha bar mina Shmuel." All of these drushas, there's a question on them which Shmuel doesn't have. Shmuel's drusha is much better than their drusha. And the more it goes through what the points are, that each one of the drushas, we could say it only applies in a scenario where it's definite that there's a danger to life, and it's definite you're going to save. And the more it explains why each one, they feel that would be so. But a case where it's questionable that there's a danger, or it's questionable that you'll be able to save, I don't know. But in Shmuel, that's not true. The mitzvah is only given for chiyus. It means any case there was a potential of misa, you override the mitzvah.
But that would then apply to the three other sins too.
So that the Gemara says there's sources why those three other sins are limited out of this rule of v'chai. That's a good question.
So the
Gemara says it's called a vada. The Gemara again, the Gemara goes each one why it's not a suffix, it's a vada. Amar Ravina, tip down to the line before the Mishnah. Amar Ravina, v'tamer Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok. So he says that there's a folk saying out there, and the folk saying applies over here. What's the folk saying? It says, Tova chada popalta charifa mimalet sana dekari. One sharp peppercorn is better than a whole basket's worth of caries, gourds, zucchinis, cucumbers, zucchinis, melons, however you touch it. Say, guys, the Tannaim were big melons. They're big, gigantic watermelons. And this is one little peppercorn, Shmuel's an Amora compared to them, but his one line was better than all of theirs. Okay, so that's the Gemara. The challenge which we're going to try to talk about today is at the end of the day, what is the source of Pikul Nevesh Bring Darcha Shabbos? And we have three options. One option is Shmuel. And that's the only source. That becomes, in other words, the Brisa says, oh, the more is deciding at the end. Rav Nachum Yitzchak is saying that that's it. Shmuel's is the preferred drush, and that's it. That's one option. The one option is that both drushes remain intact, or all the, you know, the six drushes of the Brisa, Rav Shimon Manasseh's drush of Yemechal Shabbos, or the Keep Shabbos, all those remain intact, and Shmuel's drush also is true. And the third possibility is that the Aruch Lanier suggests is that, you know, nobody eats peppercorns by themselves. What are peppercorns for? What are they? They give flavor to something else. So I have this big basket of bland zucchinis. I put a little bit of pepper and it tastes better. So Shmuel was not coming to say his own drush. Rabbi Yitzchak wasn't saying, Shmuel's better than them. Rabbi Nachman was coming to explain why, Shmuel was coming to explain why their drushes are good drushes. Your problem was all your drushes only apply to a case of definite, not a question that's questionable. V'chai Behem expands the drushes that apply even a case which is questionable. But he's coming to explain the drushes which are said before. He's not saying his own independent drush, he's expanding the drusha which is there before. So three possibilities are, we passing like Shmuel, we passing like the both of them, or Shmuel is not coming to say his own drusha. He's only coming to say their drusha, and therefore whatever the limits of their drushes have might still limit Shmuel's drusha also. So this is a question, and then the potential differences are tremendous. So the first place we're going to look over here is page 3, is, by the way, the packets are large. Please feel free to take them home and look at them. You know, we're not going to get through all 20 pages here. I mean, unless you guys have a lot of time. Okay. So the Bir Halacha on page number 3. This is a Siman Shin Chav Tes, which is the halachas of Pikul Nefesh Dei Cheshabbos. Talking about a case where a person, his life is limited. He's only going to live for a few hours. The halacha is Yemechal Shabbos to save a life, even though the life is going to last for another hour. Okay. Now, she says, El Nefisho, V'alfa Gavdol Shayach Hocha Tam Dechalo Shabbos Kedei She Yishmer Shabbos Tzharbi. Well, Yemechal the Shabbos, he's not going to live till next Shabbos. He's going to die another hour from now. So how could you Yemechal Shabbos to save his life? He's not going to live till next Shabbos. You only Yemechal Shabbos in order to keep many Shabboses. All right? So, Mishum, so this answer which begins over here, this is a quote, he brings a Miri. He says that it's Mishum Dalav Davka Shabbos. Who didn't Shar Mitzvahs? We're Mechal Shabbos to keep Mitzvahs. Not only Shabbos, even to keep Mitzvahs. Kosha Kosav Amir Biyuma Zela Sharnoi. Val Bishin is Bar Shiyev Shalom Lichyos Afilo Shachas. This Kash in the Gemara. He's not going to live for another hour. So how do you Mechal Shabbos? Shabbos is Shoh Yoshev Beliba Biyisvada. But you'll save his life. He'll be able to do Tshuva before he dies. That's also Kedai. So you Mechal Shabbos. He should be able to do Tshuva before he dies. Mechal Shabbos for a different mitzvah. No, not even Shabbos necessarily. Ad Kan L'Sharnei. Omnom, that's what the Miri says. Be'emes, near it, L'Cholza, who the time about, but it's a nice pshat. Awa L'dinu L'Toli Klav B'mitzvahs. It's not, the mitzvah isn't the main point. Then a time, the Dachin and Mitzvah Achaz B'shil Har B'mitzvah. It's not one mitzvah for many mitzvahs. That's not the point. Mitzvahs are nitzah because the Torah says, Shmuel says the drush is of Mechai Behem. So he's going to live another minute. It's Mechai Behem. That's it. He will do mitzvahs. He had no mitzvahs. The guy's a shoita. He's a cherish. He has no mitzvahs. It's not irrelevant. That's not the point. It's not mitzvahs which are going to be the defining element. The drush is Mechai Behem. So mitzvahs are not necessary. Because the Ramah based Hilchos Shabbos, the Rambam's language is Shem Mishpatei Torah in the Koma Ba'olam El Rachmin V'Chesed V'Sholom Ba'olam. K'moy Kein L'Kol Hani Tanoi D'Yofim M'Mizbech U'Mamilo M'Mavteres Murkut Achayim Shal Adam Kapit Rachman. The point is, we all the drushes. Life is important. Bar Mehid Chalel Shabbos Achas. The only exception is Chalel Shabbos Achas, when the point was mitzvahs. But all of the drushes were life was the point. We see that life is important. We save a life, we override. The avodah for a life, mila is part of a body, covering the whole body. The main point is life, not mitzvahs. The drosh of Shimon ben Manasseh, of Chalal Shabbos, the main point is mitzvahs. Okay. Now he brings a source like this. It's a great source. Now there's a fascinating question which we'll hopefully get to. There's a Gemara that talks about a few places in Shas. You find a child in a city, we don't know, he's called an Asufi, we don't know his father or his mother. We find a child, Mushloch, he's found in the middle of a city. It's a Mishnah actually. It's a Mishnah. So what is he? Is he Jewish or he's not Jewish? And therefore what halacha is applied to him. So it's very simple. If right people in the city are Jewish, we assume that he's Jewish, he has to keep mitzvahs, we are obligated all mitzvahs towards him. If we have monetary obligations towards him, if there's damages, I can say, well, he's a goy, I don't have to pay the goy. No, he's a Jew.
He doesn't even need to be converted from Sufik?
No, Pashas Yikob HaSurev. Now, what will be in a case where it's 50-50? So the Morris says, well, he has to keep mitzvahs. If Bezin's in control of the city, we force him to keep mitzvahs. On the other hand, if somebody's masochin, we have a rule on Shas, and mitzvah mechorel avarai. He goes, listen, prove that he's Jewish, and I'll pay him. Meanwhile, I'm keeping the money. Right? So he's a Sufik. What about if it's Rav Goyim? So the Morris says clearly, if it's Rav Goyim, he has din of a goy. The din of a goy, that... You allowed to feed him treifus. You allowed him. All didn't move. A goy applied to him. However, and this is a machlokes in halacha. The he's going to bring over here. The gabitin of mushuk berayv enam yehudim. The mefachim. But if Shabbos, the building collapses on him on Shabbos, you save his life. Now mikra din, we're not mechallel Shabbos to save a goy. Nowadays we do because we're concerned about the we shouldn't. Tape this part, right. Nowadays we do because we're concerned about the potential backlash which will come against the Jews and eventually can endanger Jewish life if we don't save a goyish life. But Mikra Din, the Gemara says, you don't save a goyish life when you're Mechallel Shabbos. Gemara says, what's the problem? They're going to hate us? Why should they hate us? It makes sense. You're part of the club, you get the rules of the club. Shabbos is important. You're part of the Shabbos club, so you get Shabbos is overridden for you. Not. So he's a goy. You gave him treifas this morning. He's driving around. Now he gets into a car accident. You have a Chalal Shabbos to save his life because maybe he's Jewish. So one second. The whole purpose of saying Chalal Shabbos, he should do mitzvahs. He should do Shabbos, right? According to Shimon Manasseh, he's not doing any Shabbos. I don't know. He's not allowed to keep Shabbos. He's not Jewish. But maybe he's Jewish. Because the rules, when it comes to Bikkur Nefesh, you don't follow the majority. The Rav doesn't work by Mikuch Nefesh. In any doubt, we save his life. So when it comes to mitzvahs, we have a rule, you follow the Rav. The Rav says he's not Jewish. Okay, so it comes to mitzvahs. When it comes to Mikuch Nefesh, the law is that we save his life, because maybe he's Jewish. Well, if the purpose is mitzvahs, that's a waste of time. If the purpose is Jewish life, it makes sense. It's a possibility of Jewish life. So you see the main thing, the drush is v'chai behem, life, and not v'chalel Shabbos Hachas. I'll be din yil any Yehudi gomer, v'lo yikayim shum mitzvahs. I'll be kain kimin the bikur nefesh en holchanach harayv. Even though when it comes to mitzvahs, he's not doing mitzvahs. When it comes to life, you don't follow the majority. Chashin Hashem and Yisraelu. Therefore, the fizeh bor the feel of katan marutzitz. The child is his life is he's dying. But you can save his life. You can save his life for a few hours. He'll never become a gadol. He'll never do mitzvahs. He's only caught, not really kaiyim mitzvahs yet. So you want to mechal Shabbos to save his life. He's not going to live to be 13. Of course, you save his life. It's a Jewish life. He's a little baby. He's not going to do tshuva. He's not going to do vidui. He's not going to do anything. He's going to die. You still save his life. Furthermore, Kamoy Kane Hadin Cheresh Veshaita. Somebody who's not chayav mitzvahs, he's not mentally competent. He's not going to do mitzvahs, but that's not relevant. We're saving a Jewish life. Abagav the Ben Mitzvah Kamoy Mechalin Aleim Tohalo Mikaim Tohado Lemikaim Mitzvah Who Mishum De Unsayu V'Lo Nofik Miklauzeh Ela Yisrael Mumer Lahakis Darvim Amazin. But a Jew who intentionally first to prove that he doesn't believe in the Torah, goes specifically bedafka to do averus, Allah says that you're not machal Shabbos to save his life. It's a Jewish life, but he made a decision he doesn't want to be part of Yiddishkeit. You're not machal Shabbos to save his life. And that's a Gemara.
Tinoch was found circumcised, does that affect the determination?
Depends on the city. If the nature was only Jews, circumcised, then it would be correct. Right. Okay.
Rabbi Rael, what is the value of a Jewish life that we say a Jewish life?
Jewish life has value.
I mean, it's a perfect, you're born Jewish.
Yeah. Jewish life is reflects the Or of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the brief. Gotta get esoteric. Okay. So that is the Mishabura seems to come very clear. The main thing is mitzvahs are not really relevant. The main thing is Jewish life. That's the Mishabura's decision. Take a look at page 5. Let's take a look at page 4.
The reason I asked is because, fine, if this is a movement and he doesn't reflect the Or HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but he supports 5 other people that do.
That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's business. Now the Mishabura takes it to the other direction. What will be the following case? Okay? Take the Bir Lachot towards the end. The time when Bezin was functioning, a person was Chayiv Misa. Now, some learning means he went to Bezin already, and Bezin passed that he's Chayiv Misa. But you can't kill him. They couldn't kill him before Shabbos, every reason. Can't kill him on Shabbos. So he's living until tomorrow. Tomorrow he's dying. Right? On Shabbos, enough of him. Now, meanwhile, the house collapses on him on Shabbos. So what do you do? The Mefakhan love you save his life. We said we save a life even though it's a limited life. He's dying tomorrow anyway. So that's the case of him. The person's ill enough, he's going to die tomorrow anyway. He's still Mechal Shabbos. So what's the difference? So Mishabur says, that's wrong. The Torah calls al Chai Yisho. The Torah gives value to a limited, what's called Chai Yisho, a limited amount of life, a very short amount of life. A person, the Torah, cares about his life, wants him to live, we care about a minimal amount of his life. But over here, the Torah says, kill him. I want you to kill him. So he's supposed to be killed. So watch him, Mechal Shabbos. Now, one second, he'll keep a lot of mitzvahs. He might even go to Tshuva. Now, Bezin has to still kill him. The person does Tshuva, he'll go to Gan Eden. His Mitzvah will be a Kapora, go to Gan Eden. He might do Tshuva. If the goal is Chalel Shabbos Achas, Kesh Yishma Shabbos Tzarba, which we saw was left out for Shabbos, meant any mitzvahs, he might write one last check. He's a very rich guy, write all of his money over to Tzedakah before he dies. But he's not writing checks on Shabbos, right? Shabbos. He's not writing checks on Shabbos, right? We wouldn't accept it anyway, right? So, if the point is mitzvahs, why shouldn't you save his life? If the point is life, so Mishabur says, listen, it's not a life that you're supposed to save. It's a life you're supposed to kill, really. Just as a present, we can't kill him on Shabbos. So it comes out that Mishabur is saying that the only issue is life, not mitzvahs. In other words, we said the question before was, are all the sources valid at the end? If they're valid at the end, so life is one source, and this is also another, and both are valid. Mishabur is saying, no, there's only one thing which is valid, is life. Mitzvahs are not the valid shot, which means we're not remaining in the halacha with Rishim and Manasseh's drasha of Chabel Shabbos Achas, Kesh Yishma Shabbos Harbi. You hear what the Mishabur is doing over here. Okay, now that has some tremendous discussions. Take a look over here before we go get some practical differences. I'm not going to read it inside because the time is limited. Here's the base mayor was Rav Meir Posner, was a contemporary of Kibager, and he has over here printed in his sefer on an Arachayim. He has a conversation between him back and forth with Rav Kibager, a written conversation. So he quotes a letter from Rav Kibager over here. The case was that it's in Shin Lam, which talks about the lachos of a woman giving birth. A case where a woman is a karoi, karite, So are we makabel Shabbos to give this, help this woman give birth? Right? They're not going to do mitzvahs. I mean, they do their things. We assume that their status is gami mitzvahs, that they're off. He says, he brings the shach, underline, the shach says that he's tinek shenishba. Well, I mean, the kid doesn't know any better. The mother maybe made a decision. The kid. So forget what the mother's life. What about the kid's life? You have to save the life of the child. So you'd be mechal over here because of the child. So the Beis Meir says back, this kid's never going to keep mitzvahs. So how do you mechal Shabbos? So Krager says back, who said it's holding and keeping mitzvahs? So the Beis Meir seems to say the only issue is mitzvahs. So you have the Mishabur saying the only issue is life. You have the Beis Meir saying the only issue is mitzvahs. And Krager seems to say it's both. Either one is a valid source. Okay, so those are the three options that we mentioned before. We suggested each one is found. We have three prominent achronim. We present each one of these three opinions.
Karet is not a mumar.
Karet is, well, the child is a tinek shenishba, so it's not considered a mumar because they're not doing it lahachis. They're doing it because they don't know better.
The mitzvahs have to be done by a Jew, yes, not a sheva mitzvah by Noah, but by Noah there's a mitzvah.
Correct. For this purpose, right? Okay. Okay, so now some practical differences. So on page 7, again, I'm not going to read this inside, the Ron brings a Bahag. The Bahag deals with the question of being Mechal Shabbos or being Mechal Yom Kippur, giving to women to eat, not for the mother, but for the child. The mother's life is not threatened, but the child's life is threatened. The fetus's life is threatened. So are we Mechal Shabbos or not? So the Bahag says, well, we know that if somebody, a Jew, kills a fetus, he's not chayav misa. The fetus does not have a full status of a life. Furthermore, before 40 days, it doesn't have a status of life at all. It's considered maya ba'alma. There's no life there yet before 40 days. So what do you mean, mechal shabbos, to save this life? There's no life there. So Bahag says, yes, because this child will be keeping mitzvahs eventually. So here there's no issue of a chayav behem, he says, because there's no life over here, but there is mechal shabbos kashish b'shemosos harbet. So here we have a situation where, according to the calculation of the Beis Meir, yeah, Mechal Shabbos, it's mitzvahs. According to Tiv Eger, it's mitzvahs. The Ramban argues on the Bahag and says, no, the only reason we're Mechal, because we assume always there's an assumption of any danger to the child, there's probably danger to the mother also. Because the two are connected. So therefore, but were it not for that, we wouldn't save the life of the child. Either there's mitzvahs, but there's no chiyus. So Mr. Brewer would come along and say, "V'chai, there's no, it's only a chiyus issue. Where's the chiyus?" So here's the first practical difference. In a case where you have a life, it's not a full-fledged life, are you Mechalel Shabbos to save it or not? So the Bahag says yes, and the Ramban says no, but he says, anyway, you do because of a different reason, because there's danger to the mother's life. We're not going to get too involved in that. Rav Vosner had a tshuva, which is the world of modern tshuvas, right? Modern issues. So, in vitro embryo, the power goes out. It's in vitro embryo. The power goes out. You can only save this embryo. It hasn't been implanted yet in the mother. You only can save it by Mechal Shabbos. So, your Mechal Shabbos is to save the embryo. So, of course, it's not considered a chai right now. It's in a test tube. It's in the laboratory. It's not in the body. It's not a chai. But it eventually will keep mitzvahs. At least possibly. So Suffolk, we came out at the end of the day, Suffolk is your Mechal Shabbos. For Suffolk, you're keeping the mitzvahs.
Well, obviously the Karayin is a Suffolk also. Maybe it's only
Chazir Mishulah. The Beis Meir's time is that's a Chazaka, because it's brought up from that world. That the phenomenon of Bali Tshuva nowadays is like, you know, go back in the history of Klal Yisrael. Remember, Rav Gifter one time talked about Rav Nathan Birnbaum. Dr. Nathan Birnbaum was a Baal Tshuva. Like all of Europe was its well, there was a Baal Tshuva. Somebody went from all the direction, you know, like who became Baal Tshuva, you know? Right? So this is the question which says question number one. One practical difference.
I don't get it. It's a suffix whether this fertilized embryo is going to keep mitzvahs. It's also a suffix whether it's going to be chayim. So why
do
we...
No, there's no... That we already said, it's not alive yet, so you're not saving a life.
I understand, but it's a suffix, it will be alive the same way it's a suffix of the mitzvahs.
No, Chal Shabbos is the definition for the future. do mitzvah now because you'll be the mitzvah in the future. That's the definition of what kala means.
Yes,
over here, it's that you're saving life now. It's not you save life for the future. You're saving life for now. There's a life now. Okay, the other end of this spectrum, there's a Tosfos in Bava Metzia, fascinating Tosfos in Bava Metzia. Whoever's to go, please, it's 10:30, whoever's to go. There's Tosfos in Bava Metzia deals with the Kufya Dal, deals with the following question. Elio saved the life of Elio went in the Tchias Amesim on the dead child, the Ben Tzarfatis. How do you do that? He's a Chayim. What? No, Elio. Elio is a Kohen. How do you do it? So he said, well, it's a body, he's going to bring him back to life. Okay?
Maybe he put
being the time of the mace? Yeah, he's like, the time of the mace. So Elio, the question.
Was in this world?
He was dead.
Elio Novi was in this world?
Yeah. Right. This is what he was, before he became a Malach. He's right now walking around as Eliyahu Novi on the ground, right? And he's a Kohen, Eliyahu Zev Pinchas, and he goes in the time of the mace.
What
can a Kohen be in the time of the mace mitzvah? But this wasn't a mace mitzvah. The head right here wasn't, you weren't burying him. He was bringing him to life. So there are those who argue. You can't say he was saving a life. You can't save a life of somebody who's dead. He's not a chai right now.
He just proved it.
Right? There's no luck of saving a life for somebody who's dead. He'll do many mitzvahs when you bring him back to life. So you want to be over the veira in order to do many mitzvahs. But can you call it? Hatzolos nefashos. I'm being matzo. I'm not even matzo. He's dead. Yes?
So in today's day and age, we do save people that are dead. There are people that die for an hour and they're saved in the hospital. Does that mean when somebody's...
No, so the assumption of halacha is not called tchias amesim. We don't give him tchias amesim because it's a very practical difference. He needed a new marriage to his wife. Eliyahu's wife, she was dead. His wife was, when somebody dies, Rabbi Chanan has a shul. He talks about Eliyahu died. He went up to Shemayim like this, right? Is his wife now mutter to marry? And he comes back down and he has to remarry her. So he died. If somebody dies, his wife is mutter. So he comes back to life. So we say it's not really, it wasn't really dead. That's what we assume. Over here, the child was dead. Rav Ossi says, no, I hold it's called Hatzolos Nefashos. It's called Pikul Nefesh. That's, what to think about. Why is it called Pikul Nefesh? Anyway, it's a second, that's like the other end. You have the embryo one end of the world, and the other end of you talk about the beginning of life, end of life issues. Right? This is the end of life issues, all the way at the end of life. Okay. There is a Siman in Shulchan Aruch. There's a Sifrei Shulchan Aruch and Siman Shin Vav. It's the following scenario. It's based on a Chumash Rashba. A woman was captured by the Goyim, and they're going to take her away to a convent and convert her. If you're Mechalel Shabbos right now with a Chilul Shabbos Deraisa, you will be able to save her not to become a Meshumetis. But if you wait till after Shabbos, it'll be too late. You're allowed to Mechalel Shabbos to stop her from becoming a Meshumetis, and not keeping mitzvahs the rest of her life. There's no danger to her life. They're not threatening her life at all. She will live fine. She'll be fine. She will live. There's no danger to her life. There's no issue of a kai bam. She's alive. Right? But she's going to be... The question to set the Rashi, Chalel Shabbos Achas, Kadesh Shishmu Shabbos Harbe. Of course, she's Mechala one Shabbos. Does she keep any Shabbos? Well, according to Kavega, that's a good Rashi. According to the Beis Meir, that's very definitely a good Rashi. According to Mishabura, what's that Rashi about? There's no din chalal shabbos because she wasn't supposed to have it anymore. And more, it fell off of that drush. Right? So that's the other end of the spectrum. Or that's true.
I mean, we say the drush of the Rebbe and the father, even the Rebbe, because it's too chayim.
That's true. But I don't know if you're chalal shabbos based on that drush. Okay. Now, or this with Rav Osner dealt with this tshuva also. A person's life is not threatened. There's a medical emergency which, if we don't address it, he'll become a shaita. He'll become mentally incompetent. His life is not threatened. We know there's no question. I mean, we're a doctor, he's in the hospital, we know we're monitoring it. His life is not threatened, but if we do not address it on Shabbos, he'll become mentally incompetent. He'll never do mitzvahs again. So there's no b'chai behem, or shiyamus behem. Right? But on the other hand, you're b'chai shabbos, harbe. So, you know, I'm just giving you some examples of where the drush is, how you'd make the drush. According to Mishabur, you wouldn't be Mekalel Shabbos. And that's what some places can say. According to Mishabur, you're not Mekalel Shabbos for that case. That's a, you know, Rav Ozer comes out, you are Mekalel Shabbos because we have the drush of Mekalel Shabbos, the Kiveger's drush of Mekalel Shabbos, Achitesh Rosh Arbe. He says, in the Minigar, it was like the Kiveger, he says. That we have both drushes. Another nafkamina, which is the path of nafkamina, or path of nafkamina, is do we save a life? Do you save a life of a rush? A person, our karoi, right? You know, so he's a tinnik shenishba, but you're not going to keep mitzvahs, right? So the Mishra, I'm sorry, you're not going to do it. So the Mishra, of course you would do it. The Torah says, of course you would do it because you have both rushes. Okay, just one. If you bear with me, just one last one. This is an important piece.
Can you give us the bottom line, or am I wrong?
I'm going to leave you hanging. Okay, I'm going to leave you hanging.
Wait, no, what was the bottom line? Like
your Kiveger.
So, Rabbi Rangel, if you have doctors in the room, we need to hear bottom line.
The bottom line is like the minute is like your Kiveger. For Moshe, if you look at page 15, there's a super for Moshe in there, where Moshe says, just if you want to get your bottom line, he says, he's talking about the case of at least of an Avrayan. He says, you see it's in the second left column, underline. He says, the person over here doesn't want to do Bikur Nefesh because it has come out not Lefi Kvoidai. Page 13. It's a pastime, you know, they're going to have to schlep him out. He says, I don't want to, you know, I don't want to go out in a stretcher, you know. Everybody, it's embarrassing. It's not Lefi my COVID, you know. You can save his life. I don't care. Right? My COVID is more important than my life. So, well, the law is you save his life, Rambam says. Why? Dim covet shemayim nitche. What about the Russian's covet? We're Mikhail Mitzvah. What about the Russian's covet? The Russian's covet says, I'm Michael my covet for to save life. There are nitche kola isur atara, hachamurim beyaiser, kishabas, and macholas asuris, and they could call nefesh shal pachach and machusim. I feel shall over averis let the oven. The guy does all averis. We're save his life. So, kolshke and shenitche covet basar vadom. So the greatest Basar Adam is covered, doesn't compare to Kodesh Baruch Hu's covered, which he does for the lowest life, the low life, you know, the guy who does everything wrong. But, you know, the Teyavim, he's not Lahach, he's the Teyavim. That's the bottom line in that respect. I just want to tell you that one last.
So what's the reason?
Chaim. Chaim.
So
it's across
Chaim.
Right, it's all Chaim. In other words, Kiveger holds both are true. Right? It's like Kiveger. There is, however, a fascinating question, which the page 11, the Dayan Weiss talks about in the Tshuva. The halacha is like this: it's Gemara Sanhedrin. The Gemara Sanhedrin, the person is Bama Mafteris. Bama Mafteris, he is going and he's digging through this tunnel, and the tunnel collapses on him. Okay, on Shabbos, a Mekalel Shabbos to save his life. So the Gemara says no. You know, Mekalel Shabbos to save his life.
Where is he?
He's in this tunnel.
Is he in the rishus of the other person's?
He's in the tunnel.
But the tunnel is in the other guy's rishus. So
yeah, he's what?
He's trying to burglarize. He's in the rishus of the other guy that he's trying to burglarize.
Yeah. Right. Right. So the Morse says, they don't save his life. Comes on the Chalkas Yayev, and he says, I don't understand. Calls him on, he's about to attack. The Torah says, you ought to kill him. So obviously, you're not going to save his life. But the law is once he leaves that situation, you're not going to kill him anymore. He's not killing any, anybody right now. He's not burgling anybody right now. He's under the gap. So once it's like he's left the Mafteris. He can't kill him anymore. Why don't you save him?
What's he going to do when you free him?
Okay, that's the difference. Well, you know, obviously, if I'm smart, intelligent enough, I'll go get somebody else to be there with me when I free him. You know, says, oh, thank you very much for saving my life. I'm going to kill you now, right? Okay, I'm not worried about that, right? So what's pshat? That's his kash. But it's pasul alach l'maisa. It's a preferential gemara. No, nobody argues on the gemara. The fasken, I'm not going to rub it down. Shacharach harab brings it down. Alach l'maisa. That's all alach. So he gives him why? I don't understand. So Dayan Weiss has a long piece where he proves. He brings the shacharach harab. To any of you, just if you look at page 14. It's a one liner, or at least one and a half lines. Habobam makteris binyan shein loy dam. That means he's bloodless. You're allowed to kill him. And what's the lahargoy? Shom, love. That's the halacha. Why? Sure, ain't mitzuvin lahach yosei. There's a din of tarva chayei chichimach. The mitzvah of saving somebody's life goes together with the mitzvah of chayei chichimach. That's what he says. So even though he's no longer doing an aveira, but he was a person who wanted to kill somebody. So he was over an aveira, he had that status, there's no mitzvah l'hakir, so I wouldn't, there's no mitzvah to give him stock. There's no mitzvah to give him a loan. There's no mitzvah to give him, take care of him.
That's the same as the
karai. So, Zark the Shulchan Harav, there's no mitzvah l'hakir, so you're not mechal Shabbos to save his life. So Darren Weiss goes through the long arichas, and that's what he's come to answer this kasha. And it seems to be a tolling of machloikas of how to do this. It's a beis shmul about it. And it comes out of fascinating nafkamina. Okay? If any person you're not mitzvah l'hakir, so there's no dinam b'mechal l'shabbos to save his life. I just want to read you one piece and just leave you with the... One second. Just bear with me 1 second. Okay. Turn to page 8. Remember, we just set the rule, right? Remember, for all the bavachers, right? The b'shulchan aruch harav, the rule is... If you're not mitzvah l'achyosai, you don't mitzvah to give him chiyus, give him life, stalker, etc. You do not save his life on Shabbos. Okay, who's called achyosai? Zot the Tur, in page 8, in the middle over there, the Amr Kosev Rabbi Eliezer. That's the Yoreim. Only over alachas we call mitzvahs. Person remember any one of the mitzvahs of Torah. Einu b'chal b'chayat b'chimoch. Menchiyav mitzvah loy stalker asher shiyosh b'shuva. Any person does any aver in the Torah, you don't have to mitzvah to give him stalker, there's no mitzvah to hachi yosei. He's not b'chicha, b'chai achicha yimach, achicha is b'mitzvahs. Well, this guy's out of the mitzvahs, because he's not doing mitzvahs. Comes on the base Yosef, he says, he quotes, Shilover Avarian b'mezid, b'achas we call him mitzvah shabatera, b'loz ha'tshuva, en l'chayim l'hachi yosei, b'lol ha'boisei, etc.
What's called
mezid? Even the Teoban.
With Asra?
No. If you know the guy, he tells him, no, he doesn't keep this mitzvah. He does, why? I'm not interested. It's hard for me. I'm not interested. That's not, he's not part of Klal Yisrael. He's not part of Achicha. So according to Shulchan Aruch Rav, we're not Mechal Shabbos for almost anybody, I have to tell you. Like, Moshe Feinstein, we would save his life, you know. But I don't know about you, but I, according to Shulchan Aruch Rav, you wouldn't save my life, you know. I do a virus. I know they're wrong. I do them anyway because it's a oven, whatever it is, you know. I mean, it says the mitzvah is chiyus, but the chiyus of who? Of an achicha, v'chai achicha yimach. So the Shulchan Aruch Rav, achicha means we're not blood brothers. It means we share mitzvahs. Well, this guy doesn't share mitzvahs. He's out of the mitzvah box. So according to Shulchan Aruch Rav, that's what should come out of halacha l'maisa. I mean, this is passed in halacha in Yoredeya. In Shulchan Aruch, that there's no mitzvah to give to. Now the answer we say the person that doesn't know. You know, we down on the chaskus. You know, we all do different things. But mikra then there's no mitzvah. Now he brings one sheet that says only if it does a lahachis. Mishnah says that's not the pshat. It's even l'tayavir. Lahachis means for spite. No benefit. It doesn't do anything for it. Just like I want to show mitzvahs are wrong. That's got a problem. But l'tayavir it's just desire type of. That so. The big kiddush over here, the local mice. Okay.